This is Akashwani, the news read by Morgan Bagra. India has refused to sign a joint declaration at the Shanghai Cooperation Organization Defense Ministers Meet in Qingdao, China. Official sources said that India is not satisfied with the language of the joint document and there was no mention of cross-border terrorist activities. It is believed that Defense Minister Rajnath Singh's refusal to endorse the document resulted in the conclave ending without a joint communique. As per the SCO charter, the grouping takes decision by agreement without a vote and they are considered to be adopted if no member state raises objections. Earlier, Defense Minister Rajnath Singh, addressing the ministers' meet at the SCO, called for united global action against terrorism, radicalization and extremism, citing them as the biggest threats to regional peace and trust.
Tolerance for terrorism is manifest today through its actions. This includes our right to defend ourselves against terrorism. And we have shown that epicenters of terrorism are no longer safe and we will not hesitate to target them. We should also take proactive steps to prevent the spread of the radicalization among our youth. The RADS mechanism of SCO has played a significant role in this regard.
Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that Hindi is companion of other Indian languages and it must not be considered a rival to other languages. He said that language is not just a medium of communication, but the soul of a nation. Addressing the Golden Jubilee of the Official Language Department in New Delhi, Mr. Shah addressed the need to keep languages alive and flourishing. He said the administration must function in the language spoken by the people. Mr. Shah said, until a person takes pride in his language, does not express himself in his language, he cannot be free from the mentality of slavery. International Day Against Drug Abuse and Illicit Trafficking was observed today globally. The day is observed to strengthen action and cooperation to achieve the goal of an international society free of drug abuse. Minister of State for Social Justice and Empowerment, B.L. Verma, today said that over 14 crore people across the country have joined the Nasha Mukt Bharat Abhiyan so far. The minister said this while addressing an event on the occasion of International Day Against Drug Abuse and Illicit Trafficking in New Delhi. He remarked that the nation has witnessed many youth spiral into drug addiction, leading to a loss of productivity and hindering national growth. The Air India flight A1171 black box data has been downloaded to reconstruct the sequence of events leading to the crash in Ahmedabad recently. The crash protection module from the front black box was safely retrieved and the memory module was successfully accessed and its data downloaded at the Aircraft Accident Investigation Bureau lab in Delhi yesterday. In a statement, the Civil Aviation Ministry said that the analysis of cockpit voice recorders and flight data recorders data is underway. The two-day orientation program for the members of the 8th Legislative Assembly of Arunachal Pradesh began at the State Legislative Assembly premises in New Itanagar today. The orientation program on rules, procedures and conduct of business is being organized by the Parliamentary Research and Training Institute for Democracies, Lok Sabha Secretariat and Arunachal Pradesh Assembly. Deputy Chief Minister John Amen in a social media post said that the program is crucial for legislators as it equips them with the knowledge and skills needed for effective lawmaking, meaningful debates and responsible conduct in the assembly. States Home Minister Mamunathung said that such programs will strengthen the democratic institutions and help them serve the people of Arunachal Pradesh with greater efficiency and dedication. State's Education Minister Pasang Dorje Sona said that Northeastern Regional Institute of Science and Technology, NIRIST, in Nirjuli is playing a crucial role in nurturing academic excellence and providing a platform for dialogue in the Northeast region and beyond. He said this in a series of social media posts while mentioning about his participation in the International Conference on Mathematical Sciences and Computing Innovations and Applications held at NIRIST today. The Education Minister said that conferences like this play a vital role in promoting knowledge exchange, fostering collaboration, and advancing scientific research that can contribute meaningfully to national development. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.